Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, but more importantly, she's the president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org, which is an organization that focuses on healthcare public policy, primarily promoting the market-based solutions to healthcare, which is what I wish we were headed in the direction of, but unfortunately we're not. We're heading in the direction of government-funded healthcare. Grace Marie, thank you again for hanging out with us. You've written recently about the rollout of Obamacare in the last 2 weeks. Tell us some more about report on what has happened and tell us what's going to be coming at us.
You know, I actually wrote another piece yesterday about the rollout. I have been reading this, you know, while everybody else has been paying attention to the shutdown, I've been looking at why did this incredible disaster happen. There are so many levels of mistakes, Jim. First of all, and then any business owner is going to understand this, the CMS, the Sebelius's department, right, HHS, decided that they were going to be basically the coordinator and the contract manager for the 55 contracts and companies that they had writing components of the site. The government does not have that expertise.
Right.
So number one, they were their own contract manager. Complete disaster. And everybody's saying, well, my piece worked fine, but they didn't work together. And the reason that they've had this disaster is you had a promotion of Obamacare bigger than the launch of any Microsoft or Apple product. Everybody went online at once. They had about 10 million people within the first week or so that went online. Well, the sites crashed. Why did they crash? They crashed because HHS decided they didn't want people to see the full price of their health insurance write off because they were worried.
You're saying the crash was part of the plan?
Not part of the plan, but it was the result of unbelievably flawed strategy because they decided that in order to browse and window shop for the plans, you had to apply first so that they could see much of a subsidy.
That's
you
the
were
first thing they asked
for.
We had people here go online and they said you could not get through until you told them about whether you qualified for subsidy or not.
Right, and it's pages and pages and pages of questions because they didn't want people to see that your premium is going to be $1,000 a month. Well, you're probably only paying $500 now. They wanted you to see your subsidized premium, which might be
$300. It's the reason why car dealerships don't advertise as much how much the car costs, but as how much your payment's going to be.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But it's also even worse because these payments, of course, have taxpayer subsidies behind them.
Right, right.
But they decided
somebody's paying
that
for it.
It was the cost problem, which was the very first thing they should have been solving overall, but with Obamacare. The cost thing was the thing they were trying to hide, and because so many people went online at once, the system it's very apparently flawed software to start with. It crashed because you couldn't window shop. It had to be processing this incredible amount of data for millions of people simultaneously, and the system couldn't handle it because they didn't want people to see up front the high cost of this health insurance. It's shocking to me that they're basically responsible for the crash, and if they would have not been their own general contractor, the person would have said, "The system can't handle that. You can't have
because it's
6
not
million
it's not like
go on at once.
It's not like in 2013 we don't have people qualified to roll out a big online program. There are a lot of experts out there that could have told them this. But let me ask you a question: Am I correct in saying that the person who designed the website, the company that designed the website, was actually a Canadian company, not a U.S. company?"
That was one of the 55 companies, Jim. There are 55 companies involved in doing this. And yes, one of them was a Canadian website, and there are, and basically this Canadian company was fired by the province that it was working for incompetence.
Right.
So we hired them, and we hired companies in India, we hired companies in the UK. It was just, and that nobody was talking to each other, and they're all talking to people at HHS who don't know. They don't have the expertise to manage.
Now, they've had 3 years to roll this thing out, folks. Don't forget
but
that.
But they didn't issue the specs on the software until after the November 2012 elections and some of the specs on the site because they didn't want it to be a campaign issue. Some of these companies were getting directions to rewrite this a week before the launch.
Wow.
No way that could be integrated and coordinated with 54 other companies' work. It's a disaster,
so no
and
wonder.
Apparently not going to be easily fixed.
Yeah. So what else? Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? That's just one thing, folks. There are 10 more.
But what that means is that they don't want people to see the cost, and one of the reasons is that this is terrible insurance. The deductibles, the average deductible, Chicago Tribune story, shows that out 21 out of 22 of the lowest price plans, the average deductible is $4,000 for an individual and $8,000 for a family.
See, this is why I believe that if my goal and your goal is for people to have a full dose of Obamacare before the next election, that's the reason why I think it's the right thing to do to keep this thing in force, to put it in force right now. Let people live with it for a year. That'll inform them before the 2014 election. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to let Grace Marie give us some more good news about Obamacare after these messages. 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Grace Marie Turner is our guest.
Feeling like I ought to sleep.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.